我请秀清姐妹上来读今天的经文。
We ask Sister Xiu Qing to come and read the scripture.
今天的经文是以弗所书第四章七节到十六节。我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。据说身上岂不是先降在地上吗？那降下的就是远生诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。他用爱心，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，也与元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，使教身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。谢谢。
我记得在这个以弗所书第四章第一节这么说。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 it says.
我这里讲到，既然我们是被蒙召的，行事为人就当以蒙召的恩相称。
Live a life worthy of your calling to which you have been called.
Can someone turn on the light? Let there be light. 然后你看这个第四章第三节的时候，这里讲到我们应当竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And then in verse 3 of the same chapter, it says eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
那刚才我们看到第四章第一节的时候，它的意思就是告诉我们，我们是基督徒，所以我们行事为人应当像一个基督徒一样。
So in verse 1, it tells us that since we are Christian, then we should live a life like a Christian.
而且我们应当有一个合而为一的心。
And that we should have the unity of the Spirit.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们信的神是同一位神。
Because the Bible tells us that we believe in the same God.
我们有同一个指望。
We have the same hope.
那么虽然我们大家信的是同一个神，
So we believe in the same God.
有同一个指望。
We have the same hope.
但是我们有很多不同的地方。
But we are all different in many ways.
那么其中一个不同的地方就是我们属灵的恩赐。
And one of the areas that we are all different is in the area of spiritual gifts.
但是教会的合一需要有不同的属灵恩赐。
But the unity of the church depends on the differences in spiritual gifts.
而且基督徒必须要有成熟的标志。
And that Christians should have the characteristic of maturity.
就好像一对足球队一样。
Just like a soccer team.
一对足球队有三个前锋。
For soccer team, there are three forwards.
还有四个中锋。
There are four midfielders.
那么还有三位是这个后卫。
And then there are three who play defense.
最后有那个守门的。
And then the last one is the goalie.
所以每一个球员都很重要。
Every single member is very important.
他们都有各自不同的角色。
They have different roles to play.
然后如果他们要胜过对方的话,
if they are going to win the game,
然后每一个球员必须尽他的能力来表现他们的技巧。
Each member must do their best and play with the best skill.
然后圣经告诉我们,每一个基督徒,神都有赐给他们恩赐。
And for each Christian, the Bible told us God has given each one spiritual gifts.
因为第七节告诉我们,我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Because in verse 7 it says, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
然后这节经文讲到,他说神依照他所安排好的已经给了每一个人他所给的恩赐。
So what it's saying here is that God has already given each one gifts according to him.
那么教会是耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
有不同的肢体所组成。
It was made up by different members.
所以这些肢体都有他们的不同的功用和他们的恩赐。
These members have different function and their different gifts.
所以保罗在哥林多前书形容教会好像人的身体一样。
And so Paul in 1 Corinthians described the church as if it is a human body.
他说这个身体有耳朵，有手，有脚，有鼻子，有眼睛。
He said this body has ears, has eyes, have nose, have hands, and feet.
那么这些肢体对于这个身体都很重要。
All of these members are important to the body.
而且不能够缺少。
And they, you cannot lack one.
那么缺少就不完整了。
If you lack one, then it's incomplete.
所以你不要小看我这手上五个手指。
So don't look down upon the five digits you have in your hand.
啊，一天发现到如果你失去一个手指的话，你在很多事情上都很做事都很困难。
If you lack one of your digits, it's going to be difficult for you to perform your daily task.
你不相信的话，你试试看把刀子割一下你其中那个手指。
If you don't believe me, cut off one of your finger and find out.
你就发觉到这个手就它的操作不完整。
Then you will notice that you cannot perform complete tasks. With your hand.
所以保罗以身体的肢体来说明基督徒不同的属灵恩赐。
So Paul used the different members of the body to tell us that there are different gifts in the church.
所以属灵的恩赐跟人的天分不一样。
It is different between the spiritual gifts and your natural talent.
我们知道有些人很有天分。
We know that there are people that are talented.
就比如说 Ben.
For example, Ben.
他弹钢琴他弹得很好。
He can play with the piano beautifully.
这是 Ben 的天分。
That is his talent.
有些人很会唱歌。
Some people, can sing very well.
有些人很会写作。
Some people can write well.
有些人很会领导。
Some have the skill of leadership.
以前我小的时候有一位邻居。
When I was little, I had a neighbor.
然后他很会画画。
He can draw very well.
那么他从来没有上过这个画画班。
He has never gone to an art class.
但他当他看过这个风景的时候。
But as he can see the scenery.
然后他拿起这个铅笔，他就很容易的把这个图画画出来。
And he just need to pick up his coloring pencil and he can draw beautiful scenery.
这是他的天分。
That is his talent.
我们当中也多多少少我们都有自己的天分。
And many among us all have natural talents.
有些人很会做菜。
Some know how to cook well.
我特别喜欢吃他们的菜。
And I especially like their cooking.
我知道当中也有些人会唱歌的。
And I know there are some among us that know how to sing well.
但是今天的经文讲到这个属灵的恩赐。
The scripture today talk about spiritual gifts.
那么圣经在罗马书十二章跟哥林多前书十二章都有谈到属灵的恩赐。
And in the Bible, in Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, all talked about spiritual gifts.
那么神为什么把这个属灵恩赐赐给教会？
Why would God give spiritual gifts to the church?
那么属灵的恩赐的功用是什么？
What is the purpose of spiritual gifts?
那么它的目的就是以弗所书四章第十二节所说的。
The purpose is found in verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 4.
他说唯要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的真理。
He says to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
那么今天呢，这段经文讲到五个属灵的恩赐。
The scripture today talks about five spiritual gifts.
我们看到这五个属灵的恩赐有使徒、先知、传福音的牧师跟教师。
The spiritual gifts here talk about the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers.
所以神把这些恩赐赐给教会。
God has given these gifts to the church.
目的是要教会的信徒能够尽他们的职分。
The purpose is to prepare the God's people to do their responsibility.
把教会建立起来。
To build up the church.
以致教会能够在地上荣耀神。
So that the church can glorify God on earth.
我们话题到第十一节讲到五个属灵的恩赐。
We notice in verse 11 it talks about five spiritual gifts.
那么如果你看的话，一共有五个恩赐。
If you look at it, there are a total of five spiritual gifts.
但是今天只有三个恩赐存在今天。
But in today's world, there are only three that exist.
然后你看到这个使徒跟先知已经不存在了。
And you can see that apostles and prophets are no longer in existence.
那么无论如何，神把这些恩赐赐给教会。
No matter what, God has given these gifts to the church.
目的就是要教会的信徒在属灵的生命上有成长。
And the purpose is to help the spiritual growth of the church.
而且要表现出基督徒成熟那种标志。
And it is also to show the maturity of the Christians.
那么属灵生命的成长，今天我要分享的有四方面。
There are four areas of spiritual maturity I want to share.
如果你看你的大纲的话，
If you look at your outline.
那么第一方面就是知识的成熟。
First of all, it is the maturity in knowledge.
然后换句话说，我们必须能够深入的去认识这位神。
In other words, we need to be able to know God deeply.
那么你看第十三节的话，你就明白。
If you look at verse 13, you understand.
他说这只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
It says until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我一个得救信耶稣的人。
A person who are saved and believe in Jesus Christ.
那么在属灵的生命上，他是一个婴孩。
Spiritually speaking, he is a baby.
如果一个婴孩要健康的成长的话，
If a baby is going to grow healthily,
那么他必须得到喂养。
He needs to be fed.
他才能够长大成人。
In order for him to grow and mature.
那么一个婴孩长大成人，不单是身体的长大。
When a baby grows, it's not only that he's grown physically.
他也必须要在理智上、情绪上有成长。
He also needs to grow intellectually and emotionally.
我们当父母的特别在孩子发高烧的时候，特别要小心。
As parents, we're very nervous when our child has a high fever.
如果不小心的话，如果那个温度太高的时候，会伤到他的脑袋。
If the body temperature is too high, it can hurt the brain.
那么就会影响到他这个理智上发展。
And it will affect the brain development of the child.
我曾经有一位朋友，他的哥哥。
I had a friend who had an older brother.
那么他年纪已经四十多岁了。
He's already about 40 plus years.
但是他的智力只有两岁的孩子。
But intellectually, he is only about a two-year-old.
所以他不会讲话。
He can't talk.
但是他已经四十多岁了。
But physiologically, he's already 40 years old.
所以他一举一动都好像一个两岁的孩子一样。
So in his action, he acts just like a two-year-old.
我们一些基督徒信耶稣信了好多年。
Some Christians have become a believer many years ago.
但是他们属灵的生命好像一个婴孩一样。
But the spiritual life is still like a baby.
然后没有长大成人。
It has not grown.
然后他对神的认识也是很肤浅。
And in his understanding and knowing of God is very superficial.
那么这种状况就好像我的朋友那个哥哥一样。
This situation is just like the older brother of my friend.
那么他年纪虽然已经四十多岁了。
Even though he's already 40 years old.
但是他头脑的智力却好像一个两岁的孩子一样。
His developmental stage is only a two-year-old.
那么当父母的看到孩子这样的话，肯定会很伤心。
And as a parent, if they see something like that, I'm sure they will hurt.
那么一个基督徒信了耶稣，信了很多年。
For a Christian to become a believer for many years.
那么他的灵命没有成长。
And that his spiritual life yet cannot grow.
同样的，天父看到也会感到很伤心。
Will cause our Heavenly Father to be sad.
那么一个人信了耶稣之后，
After a person believes in Christ,
他的灵命必须要成长。
His spiritual life must grow.
那么他对神那种认识必须要加深。
He must learn to know God more.
如果一个人不成，一个基督徒他的灵命不成长的话，是一个问题。
If the spiritual life of a Christian fails to grow, that is a problem.
那么十三节讲到，在真道上，我们应当同归于一，认识神的儿子。
In verse 13, it says we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.
那么如果一个基督徒他的灵命要成长的话，
If a Christian wants to grow spiritually,
那么他对神的认识和真道上的认识，他必须要深入的去成长。
He needs to understand and know and grow in the knowledge of the Son of God.
那么认识神的途径是透过这本圣经。
And the path to understanding and knowing God is through the Bible.
因为这本圣经就是神的启示。
Because the Bible is the revelation of God.
如果我们不读圣经，
If we don't read the Bible,
不要希望我们的灵命会成长。
Don't hope that you will grow spiritually.
就好像一个小孩子如果不去上学的话，
It's just like if a child don't go to school,
他的理智肯定的不会发展。
His intellect will not grow.
那么当然灵命的成长不是头脑的知识。
And of course, spiritual growth does not mean only intellectual knowledge.
而是真正的去认识这位神。
It is really to know this God.
与他建立一个美好的关系。
To establish a good relationship with him.
那么使到我们的生命越来越像耶稣的生命。
So that our life is more and more like Jesus.
那么认识我们的神和认识这个真道是非常重要的。
To know God and to know the truth is extremely important.
那么这将带给我们在教义上的稳定，也就是第二点。
It will lead us into stability in doctrine, which is the second point on outline.
如果你看第十四节的话，你就明白。
If you look at verse 14, you understand.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。就随从各样的异端。
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of man in their deceitful scheming.
如果一个基督徒对神和他的真道认识不深的话，
If a believer do not know God's truth,
很容易受到迷惑。
He will be easily led astray.
那么做小孩子的很多事情都不懂。
As a child, they don't know a lot of things.
很容易被受骗。
And they will be easily conned.
那么小时候我母亲经常提醒我们在外要小心啊。
When I was little, my mother used to remind us all the time, be careful when you're out there.
她说外面有很多老千啊。
He said there are a lot of con men out there.
她说不要中了他们的诡计。
And don't fall into their trap.
啊，我的母亲提醒我们，是因为她本身曾经经历过这老千的骗局。
My mother reminded us because she herself had fallen victim before.
啊，骗人的东西，今天的社会实在太多了。
There are a lot of things out there that will easily lead us astray.
啊，如果不小心的话，就被骗。
If you are not careful, you will be conned.
啊，网站上有很多骗人的东西。
There are lots on the internet.
啊，特别要小心。
Be careful.
那么同样的异教和这个异端非常的普遍。
And similarly, pagan religion or cults are out there.
如果我们不懂得这些异教或者异端跟圣经真理的分别的话，
If you do not know the difference between these pagan religions, the cults, and our doctrine,
很容易就会上当。
You will be easily led astray.
啊，我信耶稣的第一年的时候。
The first year after I became a believer,
我就经历到一些异教跟异端的那个影响困扰。
I experienced the disturbance from the pagan religions and the cults.
我刚信主不久，对圣经认识也不深。
I just became a believer, so I did not have a deep understanding of the Bible.
差一点被骗。
And I was very close to being led.
那么当时我有一位朋友啊，他是从真耶稣教会的。
I have a friend who is from the
True Jesus Church. 那么他告诉我啊，他信的是真的。
He told me what he believed is the true one.
啊，那我信的是假的。
And what I believe in is the false one.
啊，他还说真耶稣教会是唯一的真教会。
He even told me that the true Jesus Church is the only true church.
那么只有真耶稣教会的信徒才得救的。
And only those believers in that church will be saved.
那么我心里面听得非常的困扰。
So I was very worried after I heard that.
因为我不知道到底哪一个是真的。
Because I don't know which one is true.
啊，是他的还是我的？
Is it his or is it mine?
那么他还说，你必须要会讲方言。
And he also told me you have to be able to speak in tongues.
啊，才是被圣灵充满的。
And that is the only sign that you are filled by the Spirit.
哦，他还讲，不然的话不得救。
He said if you don't, then you are not saved.
啊，我那个时候听到心里面非常乱了。
And so I was totally confused.
我感谢主，刚好带领我信主的哥哥从外地回来度假。
And thank God at that time, the brother who led me to Christ came back from afar.
那么他就以圣经的真理跟我分析，跟我讲解。
And so he explained the truth from the Bible.
啊，并且分明了哪些是真，哪些是假的。
And he also told me the differences between the false and the true.
那么从今以后，我对这个真道的认识就深入了啊，并且啊更上一层楼。
And so from that point on, my understanding of the truth has then increased.
如果不是我哥哥把这个真理跟我分析出来的话，
If it is not my brother who told me the difference between the truth and the false,
那么很可能呢，我会成为这个真耶稣教会的一个信徒。
It was very possible that I would then become a member of the true Jesus Church.
那么这些异教异端好像圣经讲好像风吹来一样。
It's pagan religion and the cults is just like the Bible said, it's just like the wind.
那么使到我们这个信仰摇动。
It's going to cause our faith to waver.
而且飘来飘去。
And to blow here and there.
好像在海上一条船没有方向一样。
It's just like a boat lost at sea and it just goes wherever.
如果我们对这些异教或者异端的理解和分辨不清楚的话。
If we don't understand, about the false, the pagan religion and the cults.
那么我们就不知道哪个是真，哪个是假。
Then we won't know which one is true and which one is not.
我们就很容易中了他们的诡计。
Then we can easily fall prey to them.
那么今天，如果我们张开眼看的话，有很多异教异端在我们的周围。
If you open your eyes today, you can see that a lot of pagan religion and cults around us.
所以我鼓励你对这些异端或者异教。要深入的去认识。
So I encourage you to try to understand what they are all about.
能够去分辨哪一个是真，哪个是假。
So that you can tell the difference between the true one and the falsehood.
那么现今中国教会面对一个很大的问题。
In China, the church faced a big problem.
因为他们缺乏这个圣经的教导。
Because they lack the teaching of the Bible.
然后不少的教会就受到这个异端异教他们的影响。
And so a lot of churches were influenced by this pagan religion and the cults.
如果要避免 中了别人的诡计的话,
and in order to avoid falling prey to them, we need to know the Bible well. And to get to know this true God. If you want to grow spiritually,
如果基督徒要表现出这个成熟的标记,
And if the Christian wants to show the mark of a mature Christian or be mature,
那么第一点就是在知识的成熟,
first of all, you need to have maturity in knowledge.
第二就是教义的稳定,
secondly, stability in the doctrine.
那么第三就是基督的爱,
thirdly, is to have a Christ-like love.
那么你看第15节的话,
let's look at verse 15.
这里讲到唯用爱心说诚实话, 凡事长进连以严守基督,
he says, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
那么这节经文讲到我们的属灵生命应当好像耶稣基督一样,
it says that our spiritual life should be like Christ,
因为他是我们的严守,
because he is our head.
主耶稣是我们属灵生命最高的榜样,
Jesus Christ is the highest model of our spiritual life.
那么主耶稣他是一个没有罪的人,
Jesus is without sin.
他是完美的,
he is perfect.
他不像其他的人都有缺点,
he is not like any other who have faults.
所以如果我们要在属灵生命上要成长的话,
so if we are going to grow spiritually,
我们必须要学习耶稣基督的榜样,
we must fall model after Christ.
我就好像保罗说我跟随耶稣基督, 你跟随我就好像我跟随耶稣基督一样,
it's just like Paul said, you model after me just as I model after Christ.
然后你看以弗所书第5章第2节,
and if you look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2,
他说也要凭爱心行事, 正如基督爱我们, 为我们舍己, 当作馨香的供物和祭物, 献与神,
he says, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
所以当我们凭爱心行事的时候我们就是学习耶稣基督的榜样,
so as we walk in love, then we are following Christ.
因为耶稣基督没有条件的爱我们,
because Christ loved us unconditionally.
因为他的爱在十字架上已经显明出来了,
because his love was already shown on the cross.
那么这个15节讲到, 唯用爱心说诚实话,
in verse 15 it says, instead, speaking the truth in love.
那么用爱心说诚实话不是一件容易做的事情,
Speaking the truth in love is not easy to do.
有些人很会说诚实话,
a lot of people can speak in truth,
但是没有爱心,
but without love.
他看到别人的短处或者软弱时候他就讲,
When he sees somebody's shortcoming, then he will just say it as it is,
而且没有爱心,
and without love.
但是有些人很有爱心,
but there are some people that are full of love,
但没有说诚实话,
but will not speak in truth.
他不敢指正别人的错误,
he's afraid to tell others of their shortcoming.
那么这两种人的做法, 从圣经的角度来看都是错的,
these two kind of people, according to the Bible, they are not doing the right thing.
违反了圣经的教导,
and it is living in opposite of what the Bible is teaching.
如果我们看哥林多前书13章的话,
if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
13章4节讲到5节那边, 他说爱是恒久忍耐, 又有恩慈, 不计算人的恶,
In verse 4, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. Love does not insist on its own way.
然后你再看第6节的话, 他说爱是不喜欢不义, 只喜欢真理,
it does not rejoice in wrong, but rejoices in the right.
那么可见爱不只是恒久忍耐又有恩慈但也不喜欢罪恶的事情。
So you can see that love is, although love is patient and kind, but love also does not rejoice at wrong.
所以当别人的行为不符合真理的时候。
So if others, action does not, coincide with the truth.
我们应当以爱来去指正他。
We need to speak the truth. Tell them in love.
以爱心说诚实话是一种生命成熟的一种表现。
To speak the truth in love is a mark of spiritual maturity.
那么以爱心说诚实话的人不容易找到。
It is not easy to find someone who can speak the truth in love.
那么这样的朋友，圣经告诉我们，他是忠诚的朋友。
In the Bible, this kind of friend is a faithful friend.
因为在这个箴言书27章第6节这么说。
Because in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 6 it says,
他到朋友家的商人处以忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴，却是多疑的。
Words from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses.
那么这节经文讲到那些经常在别人面前讲好话的人啊。
So this verse tells us that those people who are always saying good things about others,
他是我们的仇敌。
He is actually our enemy.
而不是我们忠诚的朋友。
He is not our trusted friend.
然后圣经讲到，除了我们要以爱心说诚实话的话
，So besides speaking the truth in love，
我们也要在耶稣基督其他的方面也有长进。
We need to also grow in other aspects.
因为圣经在腓立比书第二章第五节告诉我们。
Because in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 it says,
他说你们应当以基督的心为心。
It said you need to have this mind among yourselves which is yours in Christ Jesus.
基督徒最后的一个成熟的标志就是合作。
The last sign of, or the last mark of spiritual maturity is cooperation.
我在这里讲到教会里的合作。
I'm talking about cooperation in the church.
那么教会是由基督徒所组成的。
The church is made up of believers.
那么以耶稣基督成为教会的头。
Jesus Christ is the head.
那么身为教会的一个成员。
Being a member of a church,
刚才我讲过，每一个人都有神赐给他属灵的恩赐。
Just now I mentioned that everyone has spiritual gifts from God.
每一个人都有他的职分。
Everyone has their position.
你不要看轻那些洗厕所的人。
Don't look down upon those who clean the toilet.
他们有他们的职分。
They have their purpose.
那么根据圣经，神把这些恩赐赐给基督徒。
And according to the Bible, God has given these gifts to Christians.
然后如果你看圣经里面讲到一系列的那种属灵恩赐。
And if you look at the Bible, there's a whole slew of spiritual gifts.
属灵的恩赐比如说可以讲智慧的言语。
For example, they speak words of wisdom.
有些人有这个信心的恩赐。
They have the gifts of faith.
有些人有这个医病的恩赐。
Some have the gifts of healing.
有些人能够辨别诸灵。
Some can distinguish between spirits.
有些人能够说方言。
Some can speak in tongues.
有些人能够翻译方言。
Some can interpret the tongues.
有些人做执事的。
Some are deacons.
有些做教导的。
Some are teachers.
有些做劝化的工作。
And some are encouragers.
有些施舍。
Some know how to gift.
所以他们施舍的时候是他们的恩赐。
So as they give, that is their gifts.
有些人能够治理。
Some can manage.
有些人能够怜悯人。
Some have mercy.
所以每一个基督徒不管他的恩赐是什么。
So no matter what the spiritual gifts are.
都很重要。
They are all important.
那么圣经说教会是是由这个肢体所组成的。
The Bible says the church is made up of members.
那么就好像一个身体一样，每一个部分都很重要。
Just like in a body, every part is important.
那么身体不能够缺少眼睛或者耳朵或者鼻子。
A body cannot lack the eyes, the nose, or the ears.
那么缺少一样就不完全了。
And if you lack one, you're incomplete.
所以在第16节那些经文非常漂亮。
And verse 16 is a beautiful verse.
那么这里讲到全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职照着身体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐成长，在爱中建立自己。
It says, from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
所以你看到这幅图画形容教会的肢体各尽其职，而且互相合作。
So you see this beautiful picture of the body, the different parts joining together, functioning together.
不晓得你有没有看过这个百蚂蚁的那个王国。
I don't know if you have seen the termite, their colony.
那么，这种百蚂蚁都是，他们是聚集在泥土里面的。
The termites live. There's a kind that lives in the sand.
那么他们用这个泥土来建造他们的王国。
They use the dirt to build the king.
然后形成一座小山一样。
Then it forms into kind of like a hill.
谁看过的？
Who have seen that?
很少人看过。
Not many of you.
那么这个我在小的时候，我去挖取这个百蚂蚁来喂养这些鸡。
When I was little, I would dig for the termite to feed my chicken.
百蚂蚁的王国非常的奇妙。
Their colony is very wonderful.
在他们的王国里，他们有这个。 王有王后，还有这个士兵，还有这个工人。
So in a colony, it has the, there's the queen, the king, and then there is the soldiers and the workers.
然后这些百蚂蚁，他们都有个别的职分。
They all have their own functions.
然后王后的职分就是生蛋。
The role for the queen is to lay eggs.
她一天里面能够生好几千个蛋。
She can lay thousands of eggs in one day.
然后这个王后，她的身体比其他的百蚂蚁，大了很多倍。
The body of the queen is many times larger than the regular termite.
所以她走动很不方便。So
she is very difficult for her to move around.
所以当这个王后要从这个地方到另外一个地方的时候。So
if a queen is need to be moved from one place to another.
然后他就必须由这些工人把他从这个地方搬到另外一个地方。
The workers will have to come and move her body.
所以当这个百蚂蚁的王国受到攻击的时候,
So when the termite colony is under attack,
那么当兵的就出来抵挡这些敌人,
The soldiers will come out and fight,
来保护他们的王国,
To protect the colony.
那么大部分的劳工，他们都是由这些工人来担当的。
So a lot of the hard workers are made up of the worker termites.
所以这些工人就出去外面寻找这些食物。
So the workers would go out of the colony and find food.
而且把这些食物带回来，把它储藏起来。
They will bring the food back to store it.
同时他们也负责任保养这个王国。
And they also take up the responsibility of maintaining the colony.
所以这个百蚂蚁他们的组织能力非常的强。
So the termite has a very high level of organization.
他们有一个很好的互相合作的一个系统。
They have a very good system of cooperation.
如果没有这个系统的话,
If they don't have the system,
他们就不能够生存。
Then they cannot live.
因为一只百蚂蚁, 不能够生存,
because a termite cannot live alone.
同样的，如果教会要彰显神的荣耀的话,
Similarly, if a church is going to show God's glory,
如果教会要在这个地上做神的见证的话,
If the church is going to be the witness for God,
每一个基督徒必须要靠神的大能,
Every Christian must rely on God's power,
各尽其职,
and to fulfill their own responsibility.
以爱来把这个教会在这个地方建立起来。
To build up the church in love.
基督徒成熟的标志,
The mark of a mature Christian.
第一就是知识的成熟。
First of all, mature in knowledge.
第二就是教义的稳定。
Secondly, stability in doctrine.
第四就是基督的爱。
The third one is Christ-like love.
第四就是教会里的合作。
Fourthly is the cooperation in the church.
让我们在神的面前低头祷告。
Let us bow head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你把今天话语赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主你帮助我们明白什么是基督徒成熟的标志。
Please help us understand what the marks are for a mature Christian.
让我们做一个成熟的基督徒。
Help us to be a mature Christian.
让我们能够在真道上认识加深。
And help us to understand the truth and to know you deeper.
而且让我们能够在教义上的稳定。
Help us to be stable in knowing our doctrines.
让我们能够以爱心来说诚实话。
And help us to speak the truth in love.
而且让我们能够在教会里面互相合作。
And help us to cooperate with one another in church.
把这个教会建立起来。
To build up this church.
以致我们能够在这个地方来荣耀主。
So that we can glorify you right here.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.